Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Yes,
and it was it's a Sunday shop basically, a banana split, and you can have the banana split any way you want, and that's why it was called Bananarchy, because there were no rules.
We have covered that shop on this air, you and me, Kevin.
Oh yeah,
a while ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Oh, this is a show.
Which show?
We should mention that to people listening.
What are we doing here?
Yeah. This is a radio show. We're nationally syndicated, too.
Somehow.
Despite our lack of professional appearance and sound tonight. We're called Free Talk Live. You can find out more about us at freetalklive.com. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. 603-283-6160 is the number. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
And we were talking, are we done? We're still more on the 18th?
Well, we've done the 18,
right.
And now we're doing author the discussion. Of the article is discussing and lamenting on why other things aren't added and what makes these 18 so special.
Okay.
So we can continue, if you'd like.
Let's.
Okay.
Unless Nikki's got another tangent.
I probably will in a little bit, but okay. I definitely have more questions about how these words are even offensive, so please continue.
Okay. I don't know if we're going to get an answer as to why. It's just that they are Canadians.
Doesn't sound like it,
right.
Yes.
So tone-deaf, lame, crippled, blind spot, and blind-sided are on the list. But should we not then add to the list words such as colorblind, nearsighted, farsighted, deaf, hard of hearing, etc.?
I'm sorry, what?
And yes, we can easily discern with hypersensitive black people, people of color is now okay, but perish even the thought about colored people, despite the fact that the National Association of Colored People has not yet seen fit to change their name.
Okay.
Would take it amiss if people used someone down the river, blackmailed, brainstormed, black sheep, or spooky. But there are many other such words we could use at once that add to this list. Black hole in astronomy. Blacksmith.
Wait, I knew her. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Stripper named Christmas?
Your mom?
Oh, whoa, she went there.
Oh, snap.
Blackout, blacktop, blacking, non-black, black fly, blackbird, blackberry, black car, blacklist, blackjack, blackboard, and blackgammon? I don't know if they got that right.
Black cat.
Wait, they didn't say black flag.
Black shirt.
Okay.
There are people that got offended because, the Spanish word for black was also on the label of pants. Like, how dare you?
How dare you speak a language other than English?
Like, lady, that's just how the Spanish people say black.
Yeah.
But it was a thing. These two should be condemned as irretrievably racist, a product of systemic racism. It turns out that there are no fewer than 279 words with the letter black in them in the English language.
Black's not a letter.
With the letters black.
Oh, okay.
But it's a color.
Yeah.
Understood.
Actually, a color.
Technically, black is the absence of color.
That's true, but in my box of crayons, it seems like a color. So.
It would be labeled black, yes, if it were a crayon.
Labeled the color.
Black, yes.
Space limitations do not allow me to list them all. Grrr. And then there's cotton, sugarcane, tobacco, all crops picked by slaves. Should they be unmentionable, too? The feminists see red. If this color is still allowed, see Powwow Tribe above with the use of grandfathered in.
I have my own list of words that are offensive.
Like?
Taxation, government, police.
Those are very offensive words to me, yes.
But what about man? Even woman and person should be shelled. Hint, look at the last sexist syllables of those words. Maybe we could use woe daughter and purr daughter in their place. Who knows? Similarly, gypped is understood. But there are numerous other words of this ilk which cannot appear in the family-oriented periodical should the mere mention of them, even to warn against them, be verboten. Even the way Lenny Bruce used the N-word, indubitably.
Yeah, but where's the end of this? And I don't mean the article. Well, okay, kind of.
Yeah.
But, like, where is the end of this? Like, if you're talking about, if they're talking about being offended by arguably a color or the absence of whatever, black, the word black, then, like, okay, well, then you got to stop saying red, too.
That's what they suggested.
Right. And then, so where does it end? Right? Yellow? Do you stop saying that? Like, so then now what do you call those? Like,
yellow liver.
It creates this whole. The whole problem that I have with this is that when people start wanting to ban words or not use words or label them as bad, is it doesn't give word evolution any time to do anything, right? Because, you know, if you say the word black in a certain context, it'll mean a thing. But if you say it in another context, it doesn't mean anything at all.
Or does it enhance the evolution of words because it forces new words into the vocabulary that ought to not need to be there?
Well, like banning, no, but you like leaving words in the language, and then people, like, if people don't like it and they don't use them, far on, solid, right on, but you're not going to force people to stop using words.
I have a solution to this. Stop trying to tell people what to do and mind your own business, Canada.
Your own bleeping business.
Yeah, what's that all about?
It's always funny.
Here's the thing.
Never stops being funny.
Outside of, like, this particular venue,
yeah.
I cuss quite a bit.
What?
I know. Hard to do?
Oh, I can't even believe that.
That is unbelievable.
It's amazing that I haven't had to get dumped here.
I know. I think all three of us are pretty naughty.
In general. But.
Right. And then also we cuss a lot.
Right. What I'm saying is, I never worry about what I'm saying because how you receive what I'm saying is kind of a you problem.
True that.
Mm-hmm. Right? Like, the reason curse words in general have some kind of miracle power is because the listener has been conditioned that these are the bad words.
Right.
And they are just words, and they have uses and context to use them in. But somehow, from, like, when you're little, right, these are the naughty words that you're not allowed to say until you're old enough. And then you get conditioned that these are the bad ones.
And that is actually really, really toxic. In one of my midwifery books that I'm reading, it was going into, not to go off on another tangent, but it was discussing how there are different words for, you know, women's parts that are kind of seen as, like, dirty or obscene, or, you know, they have certain connotations with them. And her point was, like, why? Like, this is my body. It's my sacred vessel. I think that if I use any one of those words, I don't know if I can say all of those words on the radio, so I'm not going to, but you can basically use whatever word you want for it, and it's based on how you feel about it. So it has nothing to do with the word, and it has everything to do with you. And it kind of has been toxic in that sense because it almost, like, took that away from women and made them seem like they're dirty or lesser, or that their body parts are wrong and men's aren't. And so that's a way where, when you kind of, like, criminalize words and be like, no, this is a bad word, you can't use it, it can be very harmful and very hurtful.
Right. I know that the medical industry, as it is, attempts to use what's known as clinical terminology when referring to body parts of different various natures, specifically for that reason. Right?
Yeah.
They stick to the clinical hospital, you know, definition or words that they can be used with, and avoiding the slang, so to speak.
Right.
And, like, I mean, as an industry, sure. Okay, maybe that's what you do. But it doesn't necessarily mean that nobody else should use those words.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, but should we only use those words then? Because they're actually the most accurate.
Well, you should use the words you're comfortable with.
Okay.
Right? And if that's the clinical terminology or the slang, shouldn't matter. As long as everybody knows what you're talking about. And that's, like, it's one of the first things you learn about arguments, right? Debate, right? night if you're in a high school debate club or whatever. First they teach you that everybody has to agree on the definitions of the words that you're using in order to have an accurate debate. And so that's where this comes in. If one person's using slang and the other person's using clinical terminology, you got to make sure both people are on the same page with the definitions of those words. They mean the same thing before you can get going. 603-283-6160. More Bleepin' Show is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's literally about the bovine uniting and fighting for their freedom.
How's it going?
Cow say tongue.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, we're back. Oh, the show's back, guys. Sorry.
No!
were doing some stuff, you know, in between during the. Believe it or not, when you are listening to our sponsors, we're still working behind the scenes on making this show as good a show as we can possibly muster.
I thought that was just a goofing off period.
I mean, one man's goofing off is another man's show refinement, is it not?
Fair enough.
Anyway, this is Free Talk Live. Man, you always got to bring it down, man.
Sorry.
What's up with that?
I'm sorry.
We're down, I guess.
Don't bring me down, Bruce.
Is that what they say, Bruce?
I think so. I might just been making that up.
I never knew. I thought it was Bruce or something. I didn't think it was an actual word.
Let's see.
I thought they were like rolling.
Let me
Professor Nikki is on it.
I'll fact check this. Continue.
I literally thought they were like, you know, trying to or something, like whatever. I have no idea. 603-283-6160 in the studio. It's myself, the captain.
Moo.
Professor Nikki.
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow who?
That's the end of the joke, man.
Oh.
The moo part is the part.
That means you'll never tell
that's
that joke
again? That's the ha-ha part.
Yeah, Jesus. There's no questions after the punchline.
No?
No.
Oh. So I'm heckling you then.
Yeah.
Nice. Good for me. We've been talking about all sorts of weird things, many tangents. 18 words in Canada that are apparently offensive and other things, too, that they're talking about. You know, well, if we can't say these, we think these are offensive, we should not say these words. And it gets to a point where, like, if you start eliminating any words at all, that's like the end of freedom of speech. It really is.
Yeah. I mean, for the most part, there's been, like, one successful word eliminated for the most part. Right.
In American English?
Sure.
The N?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, that's probably successful. Well, no, because, like, people say it all the time.
But it's shunned more than any other
word.
Well,
they just take and misspell it a little bit.
Okay.
And so now I guess it's pronounced a bit different.
We're taking it back.
And they've made it mean something different, too, which is kind of the point I was trying to make. If you start banning words, you sort of take away the ability for words to evolve, to mean different things, you know?
Like vaccine.
For example. You know, the definitions of words change over time, whether this is, you know, conspiracy or, you know, a government changing a definition to fit the narrative, or it's people evolving and like, okay, now that word means this instead of that.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that way with the dictionary. It's not the authority of the words. It's the record keeper of the words. Does that make sense? Like, the dictionary doesn't tell you what words mean. The dictionary, like, keeps a record of how words are commonly used.
Right. And if you go back to, you know, dictionaries from 100 years ago look up the same word, you'll find that some words have completely different definitions than do now.
Which is why in some debate circles, right, there's, like, the dictionary of record.
Right.
Like, you have to use the words as it's defined.
Like Scrabble?
No, they'll literally agree on a specific edition of a dictionary in order to engage the debate.
Right.
Yeah. Nikki, fact check?
Electric Light Orchestra, Don't Bring Me Down. In terms of misheard lyrics, one of the most famous ones is in the 1979 hit single by ELO, Don't Bring Me Down, the highest charting single in the history of Jeff Lynne-led group.
Okay.
More on this. The real lyric is Groos, Groos. Obviously, over the years, fans have said Bruce instead of Groos, because is Groos even a word? I tried to look it up, and the only thing that came up was gross, understandably.
Gotta use the older dictionaries.
I guess so.
Is it the past tense of Greece?
Greased?
I Groos something. G-R-O-O-S-E?
No, just with an S.
Just S. So, but apparently Jeff Lynne finally gave up, and now he sings Bruce when he performs the song, because everybody was like, what is Groos? And he was like, I don't know, I just made it up. So he's fine. He's like, okay, fine. Everybody wants Bruce. It's Bruce now. So
so this from the internet. Carl Groos, born 10th of December, 1861, was a philosopher and psychologist who proposed an evolutionary industrial theory of play. So there you go. Maybe they were referencing this historical figure, Carl Groos.
He says it is just a nonsense word. And it was supposed to be a placeholder while thinking of a new lyric. And then it just stuck.
Just made it into the main copy.
I'm trying to remember.
It stuck until fans changed it to Bruce because they had no clue what he was saying.
There's another.
So now he has. Now he's found a placeholder.
That was the placeholder.
There's another song. Oh, it's is it Phil Collins? It is. It's Susudio.
Susudio.
That's the song.
Yeah.
Okay.
And same thing. He was like, well, I was, and I've experienced this as a songwriter and working in bands and stuff where you're trying to figure out a lyric. You'll just, I call it drunkenese or verbalese, where you just sort of babble a thing. Like you could come up with, we'll call it a vocal line or like the melody of the vocal line without having any actual words. You could be like, well, I kind of wanted to go, right? Now I'm just using
the right
ahs.
Stuff. Oh.
But, like, I used to do, because it's metal, I'd, like, try and communicate a guitar riff to, like, another guitarist, a bass player or another guitar player, and be like, no, it's not jogging-gin, jogging-gin, gal, it's jogging-gin, 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 gal, right? And, like, that is the language of, like, how guitar players speak to each other when trying to describe a riff. I call it jogging-gin, gal. Because
okay.
It sounds mystic and, you know, like it's from the hills and somebody came down with, like, stone tablets or something.
That reminds me of, like, I did dance for many years, like ballet, whatever, and a lot of times the choreographer would be like, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, instead of, like, counting or saying the actual names of the dance moves, and you just knew what they were talking about, and it made so much more sense than, like, 5, 6, 7, 8, just the pow, 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 and they would use different frequencies and different, like, pitches, and then you just know exactly what they meant.
Yep.
So it's kind of similar.
Richie?
How did we get here?
I cannot relate to any of this.
Where did we come from?
I'm not a musician nor a dancer. Please use your words, people.
I think you could dance.
Poorly. So you think you can dance?
I didn't say well. We're doing a show, aren't we?
It was
Gruce. That's how we got here. Gruce led us here. ELO, of all people, led us here. And I blame Richie Rich.
I don't even know who those people are.
That's exactly why I blame you. Your lack of musical history knowledge is, lacking.
It's the one field that I would, like, really call out for help on if we were on the World Series of Pop Culture.
Yeah. I think we could have you on the music. We got your back.
Good.
Yeah. So where were we?
I mean, there's more to this if you want, but there's not much more.
What else we got, guys? Let's spice it up.
What kind of a segue can we come up with?
I thought we had Nikki's Canadian insults.
Oh, yeah, that's right, we did.
We did. Yes, we do have that. Close to the tab.
Good thing you guys babbled us into a break.
603-283-6160. Coming up, Nikki's Canadian insults. We've prepared for quite a while for this particular event.
5, which refer to only hockey.
Coming up, this is Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Roads and rails in the west are being rocked by a wintry weather system, including some snow conditions in California that led officials to close a 70-mile stretch of Interstate 80 from Colfax to the Nevada state line. In northwestern Nevada, there's been a 20-car pileup. All the details not in yet, but it appears only 3 people had to be taken to a hospital. Conditions in that region expected to remain extreme for the next couple of days. Vice President Kamala Harris making it clear her New Year's resolution is to push for voting rights legislation to be pushed over the goal line.
This is literally about our standing in the world. It's about the integrity of our democracy.
There, speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, she doubled down on the importance of passing the John Lewis Voting Rights Act and the Freedom to Vote Act. This is USA Radio News. Trying to get voting rights legislation over the goal line appears to be where Vice President Kamala Harris will be hanging her hat in 2022. She spoke on CBS's Face the Nation, doubling down on the importance of passing what's called the John Lewis Voting Rights Act and the Freedom to Vote Act. She says, quote, the stakes are too high to leave these issues unaddressed. She's also expressing exasperation that half of the Senate, as in Republicans, are refusing to debate the legislation. For now, the situation remains at a standstill, even with the VP's tie-breaking vote. A 70-mile stretch of interstate is closed in California because of severe winter weather. The Department of Transportation says I-80 from Colfax to the Nevada state line closed because of zero visibility. The White House is today announcing it's wishing Americans who celebrate Kwanzaa a very happy one. And this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
You guys and your music.
What do you mean, you guys?
Meow, meow.
This is Meow Mix Live.
No, new sponsor.
It's not. It's Free Talk Live. Meow Mix is in no way affiliated with Free Talk Live, that I'm aware of, anyway.
But if you're a rep for Meow Mix and you want to be a sponsor,
you can email Mark at freetalklive.com.
Or Rich, for that matter, Jesus.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
I'm here. Yeah, something's go over my head.
This is awkward. Anyways.
Awkward. Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of that here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it is really taking off now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be completely taken down at any moment. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so now we're streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, download the desktop app at lbry.com, and then every video archive you watch, you'll help seed to keep it online forever. Video.freetalklive.com. Follow us on Odyssey today. Again, video.freetalklive.com. Also, before we go on, I want to say thank you to Jack Glansberg. He's a silver-level AMPS contributor over at ampsamps.freetalklive.com. We blew up the AMPS, or the old AMP program when we blew up the website, and replaced it with the AMPS program.
That's how creative.
Advertise, market,
promote,
and support.
Right.
So we added an S to the whole thing. And then, of course, we're using Patreon as our vehicle for that. So if you enjoy the content that Free Talk Live brings, if you enjoy the hosts, the co-hosts, you know, if you find value in it and you want to see the message of liberty, peace, and freedom spread, please become an AMPS subscriber. Contribute to this program, and we will get onto more radio stations. We're on, I don't know, a couple of hundred stations now. We could be on 300, 400 stations. Not out of the question. It's all up to you. Thank you again, Jack Glansberg. We appreciate you.
Let's spread liberty, peace, and freedom further and wider than coronavirus.
Okay, yes, let's do that.
Let's do that.
I have no problem with this at all.
See, I'm helpful sometimes.
Are you, though?
No. I'm disruptive.
A liability.
Oh, disruptive like Bitcoin.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Very nice, very nice, very nice. Well done. What were we going to talk about? Nikki.
Canadian insults.
Some Canadian. Now,
yes.
Now, are these... Canadians who are hurling insults at us, for example? Or is this things, if you're not a Canadian and you say to a Canadian, they will find insulting?
And is hoser on the list?
I think it is.
Okay.
No, these are just things that, insults that people in Canada say that are super Canadian. For example, five of them involve hockey. So they're just like stereotypical like Canadian insults. Some of them I can't even pronounce.
Pronounce it like a Canadian. You'll be fine.
That is going to make it even more difficult for me. So let's not. Angie Shore, a Newfoundland insult meaning someone who is too lazy to go fishing.
Okay.
Bow cave, slang meaning total idiot. If you get called this, you've really irked somebody.
Wait, what is it? Bow cave?
Yeah.
I'm trying to make that stick
like
into the
name.
Rolodex.
B-A-U?
Yeah.
And so it's one word or two words?
Two words.
Why did you go to E-A-U for bow instead of just B-O?
Because it's
Canadian.
It's French.
Jeez.
And then what's how do you spell the rest of it? C-A-V-E? Bow cave?
Cave. Yeah. Oh. Cave. Like a bat.
Instead of retarded, they're just calling people bow cave?
Yeah.
I'm doing it.
If I'd known this terminology, you know, when I needed an internet pseudonym, you might be, you know, sitting down next to Bo Cave right now.
Captain Bo Cave?
Not even Captain, just Bo Cave.
Okay. I love stuff like this because it's just like weird, obscure insults, and you can insult people and they will have no clue. They're just like, oh, you said something weird, like whatever. But you can be saying something really, really mean to them and they have no clue.
Bo Cave doesn't get the joke.
What else?
Bender, a bad hockey player.
Wait, Bender? Like the robot guy from
Futurama?
Yeah.
I love that guy.
Or a bender. You know, a little too much drinking and drugging.
Screw it. We'll make our own holiday with blackjack and hookers.
Huzzah! Anyways.
My Bender impersonation.
One whose skates are so badly tied that his ankles bend. That's where the bender comes from.
Huh. Bender, eh?
These just like really aren't insulting or really that great. Canada, you need help. Bushed, a West Coast description of someone who's been in the bush too long and has become somewhat uncivilized.
Oh.
I thought bushed was like an Australian thing.
Well, tired. I've heard it used as tired.
Right, I am bushed. I got to take a nap.
Yeah, I guess it means like the woods. I guess. Okay.
Or you've been attacked by, like, one of the many members of the Bush family.
Like Clinton?
Right.
Like everybody in the United States?
Like don't get Clinton.
And don't get Bushed.
And watch out, you might get Bushed.
Yeah. Like 9/11.
A perfect example of getting Bushed.
Chrysler, a hockey player who falsely claims that he got an assist when he didn't, thus trifling points from his teammates.
I still think that one is named after someone named Chrysler.
Are you sure it's pronounced Chrysler, not like Chisler?
Chisler?
Like Swizzler?
It's C-H-I-S-E-L-E-R. I don't know if you guys, it's taken you maybe a long Chisler. Time to realize this. I can't read. I am like basically illiterate, and it is, so I'm kind of just making this stuff up. I'm not even reading off of the screen.
Where's your librarian glasses?
Maybe that's why. Maybe I should start wearing my glasses.
I'm pretty sure you can read.
Yeah, I can read. I'm at least at like a sixth grade level.
All right. That's acceptable.
Pretty, you know, pretty
that's
good.
Acceptable.
Doing better than like most Americans.
For the in-house fact checker?
Yeah, I said sixth grade.
IHFC. You've got an acronym now. You're the IHFC.
In-house stock checker.
I like it. Christer, a slang term from the Maritimes, is often heard as little Christer and equivalent in meaning to the little devil, most often used to refer to a mischievous child. Christer.
It's like the opposite.
Like Jesus Christer.
Yeah.
That kid's a little Christer.
We also got chucklehead, a word from
Newfoundland. I love that word. I haven't heard that in so long.
Someone who's stupid.
We come also on, got you another chucklehead.
One. Another good one. Doughhead, popular in southern Ontario, an insult that is synonymous with stupid and thick in the head.
So can you be a doughhead and a chucklehead simultaneously?
I'm sure you could.
Probably make you a bow cave.
Or even simultaneously? Yeah. Make you a bow cave.
Simultaneously?
Simultaneously.
And if you play hockey, you might be a dusty / duster, a bad hockey player who spends all her time on the bench. That her... gathering dust.
Well, like,
what are you trying to say, Canada?
No, you're not going to be a bad hockey
I'm
player.
I'm offended.
Chicks can't play hockey in Canada, apparently. You can be a woman and a hockey player, but as soon as you get to Canada, your skills just erode. They're gone.
Collect dust.
You're a duster. I wonder if they give you like a little wand with the feathers and stuff.
No, a little maid.
Hey, you little duster. Suddenly Canadians are Australian. Hey, you little duster. Hey. Yeah.
We also got a gorby.
This is weird. What's a gorby?
A loud, obnoxious, ignorant tourist.
Oh, a touron.
Yeah,
that's
a touron.
A tourist and a moron.
Yeah, I like that one.
It's a touron. It's a guy named Jim in Panama City, Florida. It parlayed that one on me, and I should have took it from there. Tourist plus moron equals touron. 603-283-6160. What insults do you have for Canadians? More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. The final segment here of this Sunday night edition.
Sadly.
A sermon, if you will, from the Reverend Captain Kickass and his cohorts.
Nikki Sunshine.
And Richie Retchell, she got last name.
Yep. Sometimes I throw it in there, you know.
Yeah.
Depends how I feel.
Is it? Would your bootlegger name then be Nikki Moonshine?
It would.
Okay.
And at night, I'm Nikki Moonlight, so.
Oh. Well, I like moonshine better, but, you know, you're okay, too, I guess. Rich, I don't like you.
I'm used to that.
You know what I do like? I like BitBox, and we're giving away a second BitBox here in the coming weeks on Freer Talk Live, believe it or not. The BitBox is a hardware cryptocurrency wallet, but unlike other wallets, BitBox's software is 100% open source, which helps it to avoid some of the problems that other hardware wallets sometimes have. If you want a chance to win one, all you have to do is join the AMPS program at amps.freetalklive.com. We'll be choosing one of our supporters at random on an episode of Freer Talk Live on New Year's Eve. So, and although we like being able to offer a bonus to our supporters, the real reason you should join is because you want to support the show. But hey, a free hardware wallet wouldn't hurt, right? Join the program now at amps.freetalklive.com. Again, the giveaway, New Year's Eve episode of Freer Talk Live coming up in, well, just a couple of days, really.
So ring in the new year with that and get a prize, potentially.
Yeah. So what are we going into? We're going to year three of COVID? Is that what's up?
Yeah, because it was COVID-19.
Right, and then so 20, 19, and now 21.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I had to.
If you people would just put your masks on and take your vaccine and get all your boosters, we would have had this thing beat already. But no.
Where do you get that idea from?
Isn't that a leftist talking point?
Are you a leftist?
No.
Well, then
just sharing their talking points.
Why would you do that if you're not one of them?
To be adversarial, so we're not agreeing on everything at the table, Captain.
Like a Turon?
Sure.
in the previous segment, if you're just tuning in for some reason, I used the word Turan, which
Turan.
I learned many 30 plus years ago in Panama City, Florida, a friend of mine named Jim. It's a portmanteau. It's a tourist and a moron, Turan, right? You put two words together, make a new word. It's a portmanteau. And then this guy who calls in frequently, Major Payne, who calls in way too frequently when he knows he can only get on the radio one time.
But he likes talking to you, Captain.
He, for whatever reason, and it kind of sucks, but he called in just a moment ago and was like, look, dude, you got to look that word. You look. I'm like, okay, whatever, mate. And I hung up on him. And then I'm like, all right, I'm going to look it up. And, like, Wikipedia has Turan in it, listed. Not to be confused with Turan or Turan, which spelled a couple of different ones.
Got like Turan, Turan.
Turan is a derogatory term combining the words tourist with moron to describe any person who, while on vacation, commits an act of pure stupidity.
So most tourists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Americans in Mexico?
Not only is it on Wikipedia, it's in Americans Urban Dictionary.
Europe. Americans of Canada.
There's an Instagram group called Turons of Yellowstone. What does Turon mean from definitions.net?
Americans in America, apparently.
Yeah, that too.
Americans in America, apparently. So anyway, I wanted to tell you guys that was real. Here's something that I think is... Well, something I've advocated for before, right? Politicians, kings, queens, whatever, these people in power over populations of people, when it comes to solving problems, they like to bomb each other. And by each other, I don't mean each other. I mean each other's populations, right? And
that doesn't sound fair.
It's not. And in fact, they enlist the young people of their populations to do the fighting.
That doesn't sound fair.
Also not fair. So what would be a fair way?
They bribe them.
That doesn't sound fair.
I've always said that, like, if you're a president and you got a problem with a president of another country somewhere, you guys should get into the ring and duke it out.
Put on your knuckle dusters.
That sounds fair.
Knuckle dusters. Way to fit that one into the show. Thanks, man. You brought this in from Vice.com. Brazilian politicians are now settling disputes with MMA fighting.
It's beautiful.
That is beautiful.
The two politicians had been arguing over a water park project and decided to settle things by getting in the ring.
Remember when American politicians would just go out back and duel?
Slap each other with a glove?
Yes.
Challenge thee to a duel. Two politicians in Brazil settled a dispute with their fists over the weekend in a three-round MMA-style brawl that went viral around the country. The match pitted Simão... I can't pronounce this guy's name, a 39-year-old mayor against former councilor Enrio, aged 45.
So I don't usually advocate for violence, but this sounds like pretty, it sounds voluntary, and they're not hurting anybody else in the process, so I support it.
And most importantly, they're not stealing money from their population to fund a war machine to go and bomb populations of people they've never met.
Well, to be fair, whatever they're fighting over, this water project, is likely going to be funded by stolen taxpayer money at some point.
True. But okay. But it's the fighting over it part where they're not conscripting people and that kind of thing.
Sure.
It's an improvement in the horrible process that exists. The two had been feuding over this water park project and taking shots at each other in the local press and social media for months and decided the best way to settle their beef was a good old-fashioned fight. In September, Silva challenged the mayor to a fistfight, calling him a crook and blaming him for allegedly failing to conserve a water park on a river that passes Borba, where PX Soto is mayor, according to The Guardian. They eventually agreed to fight, but only if it was organized properly inside a ring, saying he was the mayor and not a street fighter.
Oh, okay. We need a sanctioned bout. You can't just have this anywhere.
The fight finally happened in the early hours of Sunday morning in the gymnasium of a local school and was live-streamed on the mayor's Facebook account.
This is awesome. This is the way politics should be run.
No.
This is how you get President Camacho.
This is how you get Camacho. Alonzo, Dwayne, Mountain Dew,
Camacho. But I thought that was the
show's
Camacho. In future.
Have you guys seen either of the new South Parks?
No.
The post-COVID? It's a two-episode thing. It's fantastic. I'm not going to say any more about it because that would spoil it. I don't want to spoil it for any listeners that also haven't heard it.
Does Kenny still die?
You killed Kenny.
I can't say anything more. You just
Oh my goodness!
It's a complex situation.
Can't even spoil a 20-year running joke.
Surrounded by onlookers, the two politicians entered the ring around 2:30 a.m.
What?
Did they go to the bar first and get hammered, or
probably
might have to? You're reconsidering your life choices as mayor.
Video of the fight shows the mayor debuting to a Brazilian pop ballad. Translation
music and everything.
A new winner. And then the other one approached Silva, ran his finger across his neck in a gesture signifying the decapitation of his rival.
Ooh.
Is this serious?
The three-round battle started with Silva aggressively going at the mayor with leg kicks until the mayor connected with a right jab, knocking his opponent to the ground. The mayor then pounced on him, pinning him to the ground while landing a few more punches. But the momentum changed quickly after that.
Who's the mayor now?
Silva flipping the mayor over and landing several blows of his own. The men then proceeded to land several punches and kicks on each other until the first round ended. The two politicians' lack of professional training was obvious, as both men appeared tired and worn out quickly. Yeah, I mean, doesn't that just describe politicians, tired and worn out?
Yeah.
Through the remainder of the two rounds, their kicks and punches were sloppy and rigid, but seemingly effective as the fight slowed down as it continued. Although Silva seemed to have the upper hand in the final two rounds, landing numerous kicks on the mayor before the bout ended, when the judges gave their final call, the mayor was declared the winner. Local media were surprised by the results. The
mayor paid off the judges. He's the mayor.
And the news too, right?
Yeah.
The mayor took such a beating, his jaw dropped. The local news website then expressed shock that Silva lost on points. Still, even with the controversial decision, the two rivals appeared in good spirits afterwards. They laughed and hugged and shook hands and patted each other on the back as the judges declared the mayor the winner. While the two politicians may finally have a decision on who would win in a fight, it's unclear how the battle will affect the water park.
So totally pointless.
That instigated the brawl in the first place. Yeah,
you're still not getting the water park, bro.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Although, you know, this is the preferred way for politicians to solve their problems.
Sure.
In my opinion, right?
Citizens against politicians.
Ooh.
Why can't we challenge them to the same bout of fisticuffs?
Like some Wild West, you know?
Yeah. Well, I guess we're about out of time for this edition of Free Talk Live. If you missed any of tonight's program, you can find it over at freetalklive.com. Drop down on the menu and select the archives section.
I feel gypped.
You can call in 7 nights a week between 7 and 10 p.m. every night. Thanks, everybody, and peace.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I represent Low Cost Airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta.
Savannah, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.